Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy rolling on this Thursday.
Hey, Robbie is learning how sometimes a statement was taken totally different how you meant to wanted to say it or the message you wanted to get across. Dude, welcome to the club. And to some extent, the same thing has happened to Drew Brees. Is that I can honestly say that a person that does that much good in the community, in that community, can't possibly be out there like this. And I think he's just tone deaf. I think he's not aware to understand what these issues are. Because you know what? He would have been fine if he would have said, you know what? This issue's not about the flag.
Right. Do you have Steven Jackson? Do we have that possibly from FTP? If we don't, I'll get to make sure we clean it up. Do we have him?
Not yet.
If we do, yeah. Because I thought his point was actually pretty sound. He goes, look, man, think what you think, but like, man, your timing is terrible.
Right. Terrible. And that's the point I'm making, because more people upset. Why is New Orleans, or Robbie was like, man, why is New Orleans all F Drew Brees and this and that?
I wouldn't specifically say them.
Yeah, but you have to understand what, look, you can take a person in your life, a person who you regard as just either your wife, who's your queen, or your parents who you look up to, or that somebody in your family that's been with you through thick and thin, and have them say something that just shakes you, that hurts you, because all along you realize this person has no idea of what I feel or how it hurts. That's how the people are in New Orleans. Not how's this guy who's been helping us through all this make this issue about the flag again?
Yeah, I mean, I agree it's bad timing, but I mean, he was just answering. I mean, the question was brought up to him, and he just answered the question.
But he could have answered the question as well as, hey, man, you know what I learned in these last couple of years? That this issue is not about the flag. And with George Floyd, you know what? We found out. These issues, the things that they were talking about, it's not about the flag. We need to deal with those issues.
But he doesn't feel that way. If he says that, he'd be lying. Like, because he clearly doesn't feel that way.
But it's not even like...
Robbie, if he believes that kneeling is disrespecting the flag, then he hasn't even... he doesn't understand why all those guys were kneeling. When everybody has told you, including the guys kneeling, this is not about patriotism. This is not about disrespecting the flag or our country. This is about bringing awareness to these issues. When they tell you why they're doing it, and if you still take it a different way, that's on you.
It's also one of those things where he's kind of running. He's running up the score of how patriotic he is.
Right.
It's not okay. You feel patriotic. Cool. All right. We get it. You're never gonna kneel down. No one's asking Drew Brees to kneel down.
And nobody's getting mad at him for not kneeling. But that's like, the point.
You know, for him to say things like, "I'm thinking of it as a unifying moment," and thinking of the civil rights movement when while the anthem is going on, it's like, all right, so you're saying you're doing more for the civil rights movement by thinking of reflecting of it during the anthem than people who are actually trying to help their civil rights.
Right. You can't say I'm remembering civil rights while watching your fellow man kneel because he feels we don't have, you know, civil rights have been jeopardized. Right. It just doesn't go together. So.
Let's get to some headlines. What do you got for us, Robbie?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
I'm going to read this.
Okay.
Speaking of tone deaf, this guy's the Drew Brees of our show today. Question. When was the last time you sat down and had some Starburst? I know it's been a while for me. Hey, stay off the weed.
Probably my kid's birthday. I feel like it was probably in a pinata.
Hey.
Oh, he got
pooned. Damn, pooned.
Pooned. Yep, pooned. But we're getting quick at it. At least we're catching it quick, Robbie. We're catching it quick. The last time, though, I ate some Starburst was probably my kid's birthday. I feel like we filled the pinata with it. Maybe Halloween, too. Halloween definitely rated their candy. And I'm a big fan of Pink and Orange. Pink and Orange all the way.
I'm one of the only people that, I mean, everybody loves the pink Starburst. I get it. They're the best ones. But the yellow Starburst, very underappreciated. Nobody likes the yellow Starburst. And I always eat them.
What are you talking about? The yellow Starburst? Really?
Yes.
I will say, I think I a lot of people won't like this. I rate red the worst.
Whoa.
Yep. I think orange is probably my favorite.
I'm gonna tell you when you open up the pack of Starburst. Here's the two. If you get the big bag after about a week and you look in the bag, yellow and orange.
No, disagree. If it was my bag, it'd be nothing but yellow and reds. Pink and orange are getting wiped out.
You don't like red?
No. Well, it's not that I don't like red. I like all Starburst. But if we have to power rank it, I'm going pink, orange, yellow, red. I'm a bitter guy. I like bitter.
Pink. Red. Oh no, I'm going. Pink, red, orange, yellow.
And Robbie, you go what? You go pink, yellow,
orange, pink, red, and then yellow. But I'll still eat the yellow happily. Like I know nobody. That's always
of
the one.
Of course. Listen. I know having a conversation with you two, like just because something's fourth on your power rankings.
Yeah, it's just fourth.
As far as things in the bag, it just means you're eating them fourth.
Yeah, it's just fourth best.
But you're eating
it. It doesn't make it the worst.
I'm not eating the yellow ones.
At all?
No. Throwing them away.
You ever roll your Starburst together like a little Super Bowl? Throw it in there.
Oh, yeah.
A little ball of candy chaw.
No, dude.
It's delicious.
I'm not a big fan of
it. How you roll them together? No, you know what I do.
Ball them up.
See, Starburst is white people now-laters. Because growing up in the hood, we had now-laters.
Really?
Now-laters, you had all different flavors.
Now-laters are tougher to bite through, though, aren't they?
You don't bite through them. You just put it in your mouth and just let it melt. But the apple, whoo, that apple is fire.
Do you guys remember the old days where we had the big giant now-laters jar in the old building and it would just get hammered?
Yep, I remember that. And then, you know, I'll tell you another one that I love with the, we're talking taffy-ish candies, Airheads. Love an Airhead.
No.
Throw an Airhead, you do the old whack the air, and then you can make that a ball too. You take the little package, you go, and you make it all into one little solid ball, throw it right in there. It's like a big super Starburst.
And you wonder
why. I'm not a big fan of the tropical exotic Starburst. Stick to the classics.
I don't like getting a little bit. I'm with you there. You know what? You and
because even when you go, listen, even when you go tropical flavors, they're still yellow. But it's pineapple.
Well, you got blue.
I like a good blue.
Let's get to the headlines, Robbie. What do we got here, man?
All right, I gotta be very careful how I read this headline.
Okay.
There's a South Carolina couple
that got
arrested for having a threesome with a horse.
Excuse me, what? Read that again?
You heard him.
Yeah.
No. Say it again.
The South Carolina couple, they got arrested for having threesome with a horse.
Let me tell you something.
Trifecta.
Man.
Hold on.
Let me tell you something, man.
Me first.
Okay. I'm assuming male horse, correct?
Ooh, I have to look into that, but I would assume I think that would be my first pick would be a male horse.
Oh boy, I'm looking at this gentleman who on the mugshot, Leroy, old horse humper.
No.
Oh boy.
Here's what I'm saying.
Oh no! I have confirmation. It was a female horse. Female horse.
All right.
I thought they were getting kooky. They were trying to fit things into weird places.
Okay, can I just say this?
Yeah.
The first thing that came to mind is how did they get caught?
They were horsing around.
Uh-oh. Oh, we are off the air, Robbie.
No, I think you're still on. I think Tobin got pooned. Poon hit Tobin this time.
Right. Wait. Hey, he's still talking.
Yeah.
off the air. Yes, it's you. Yes.
It is Tobin this time. Poon switching it up.
You have to understand that when this happens, Robbie, we can hear each other. Like, I can't hear him now, but he can hear me.
That's so strange.
Right. You can hear me. I went through the same thing.
No, this one I couldn't hear you. It was hear anybody. I couldn't hear anybody.
And you brought a visitor with you.
Who?
Static and Flim.
Oh no, really?
Yeah.
Is it still there? Is there Static, Robbie?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Oh man. Well, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell you.
It's like auto-tune every time you talk.
Ooh, I think it went away there.
All right.
All right.
So here's the story. This is an Aiken. This is in South Carolina. An Aiken woman and a husband are both being charged with buggery after a child pornography investigation led to the uncovering of a sex act with a horse, according to the Aiken County Sheriff's Office. Abigail Ronco and her husband Damian Connor were arrested in connection to the case. Warren saying that forensic investigation of the electronics in an unrelated case unearthed evidence of an act with a horse on two separate occasions in May of 2019 and June of 2019. Connor is charged with multiple counts of child pornography in a case earlier this month. Connor's May 19th arrest had the discovery of the buggery case. The vet came out and confirmed that the mayor was, you know, within this whole thing. And he says, I mean, just gross, disturbing stuff. The investigation has not revealed whether or not the horse in September incident was the same horse in the May and June incidents. So this is three cases of horse threesomes.
No. So let's break this down.
Yep.
They were filming these things.
Yep.
And the investigators found the videos.
Yep.
Because I'm thinking, could you imagine the cops busting in and, you know.
Let me tell you something right now, man. I grew up on a horse farm, right? Farmer's Fury.
Horses don't seem that friendly.
I've seen more horse sex than the average man. And I couldn't imagine thinking to myself, that's a challenge I want. On either gender, I couldn't imagine. Like, Leroy, these stallions come packing heat and these mares kick. So whether you're going one way or another, I'm just saying, dangerous.
I would imagine so.
Jesus.
All right. I guess we changed the subject.
That got us off Drew Brees, huh?
Yeah. I was kind of thinking that we could have probably landed somewhere in the middle. Like, I liked our Starburst talk.
I liked our Starburst talk too, man. I got in so much trouble back in the day when I put a video up in my class of a horse being born. Woo! The nuns were not happy.
Somebody said our signal sucks.
I just checked; it's still on. Like, Poon hasn't gotten to that yet.
Weather's bad, so don't be surprised there. If it's in some areas, it's not great. But man, my dad tried to bribe a nun because I showed a video of a horse being born, and she was not having it. Sister Anne, she was a real cold-hearted you-know-what. She was top nun, too, because she had the white outfit. She had the white outfit with the black headdress. What is that thing called? Do you know what that's called, Robbie, that the nuns would wear?
Oh, I should know that.
Most of the nuns, they just had the all-black uniform, but she was top nun, so she had the white and the black head.
No, the habit is what the priests have around their neck.
I don't know what that's called. I don't know what that thing.
What
is that thing that goes on a nun's head? Let's see, Google it. Thing on nuns.
Oh, here comes a texter saying, you guys are Googling on the air again.
The clothing a nun is usually called a habit. Oh, it's called a habit too.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Oh, no. Somebody's saying it's called a wimple. A wimple. Well, it sounds like Mark Whipple. Sabotage.
Oh, no.
Curse. Anyway, we'll take a break. We'll be back with more after this.
Somebody said, Leroy, James Winston probably rubbing his hands together like Birdman thinking, this team is mine.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, man. This is something.
I mean, it sucks. It sucks that, you know, every time there's an issue like this, things happen that take most of the focus away from the issue at hand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing I hate about it the most.
Apparently there's something that's going on with FSU. Have you seen this?
No, did they do it again?
Well, new coach now. So I don't know if you guys saw it. So the Canes did an awesome thing on Blackout Tuesday where they all went to the indoor facility and they all took a knee for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. The players, Manny Diaz, Jim Larrañaga, other coaches in the program, Julio Frank was there. So shout out to the Canes. Did a nice little protest in their own showing on Blackout Tuesday. But have you seen what's going on with the Seminoles, Leroy? So their new coach is Mike Norvell, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so he was asked about the idea of, he told The Athletic that he had individual conversations with every player on his roster this past weekend that surrounded the death of George Floyd. It said, let me get the whole quote up here for you. We've had a lot of open communication with our team, our players, our coaches. I went back and forth individually with every player this weekend. And that was something that was important to me because it's a heartbreaking time in our country. You hate to see discrimination. You hate to see some of the acts that have occurred. I mean, it's a problem, and it's something that we have to stand together, and we have to get it fixed. I'll continue to share with our guys the platform that they have, the opportunity that there is to make a difference, to be an influence, to be able to impact our country in a positive way, and overall the mindset and approach, how to treat people and how we respond to situations. I told these guys how grateful I am to be part of the journey with them because they are the future. We got an incredible group of men that has the chance to work with players as coaches. I'm honored to have that opportunity to make a difference. There's something we have definitely talked about in a big picture team approach, but also more specifically, the individual and the group conversations. We're trying to meet our guys at their need and be able to share with them some emotions that we are all going through. Beautiful words from Mike Norvell, you know, really trying
Except
to help.
Oh, man.
What, where's the butt?
So
you didn't talk to everybody.
This is from
I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Well, then we find out early Thursday morning, defensive tackle and projected first round pick Marvin Wilson took issue with the statement, claiming Norvell didn't have individual conversations with these players. He says, "Man, this bleep didn't happen, man. We got a generated text that was sent to everybody. There was no one-on-one talk between us and coach. This is a lie. Me and my teammates as a whole are outraged, and we are not working out until further notice." 100.
Yeah. Oh.
Seminoles, man.
Well, look here. You know what? Sometimes you can think of a situation that would make you look good when the situation that would make you look the best is just the truth.
Right.
And this is one of those situations. And while I would say to the Florida State players, it's not very constructive to not work out until whatever, right? Until further notice. I will say this. What does it accomplish? You've called him out, right? It's not going to accomplish anything by doing this. So where you, when you say, did you hear the Florida State thing? I think that would pretty much, that outcome would be universal anywhere.
Oh, sure.
Like don't use your players. Don't use your players, right? Don't use your players to make you look good. And we ain't even met with you yet. No. See, I'm cool with that.
By the way, Marvin Wilson, he could have been a first-round pick in last year's draft. He chose to come back to school.
Oh, right. Boy. So even more so.
Oh, boy.
They're probably like, what?
So let me get this straight. So he was there. He was there through MLK Gate. He was there for that. And now he's like, are you effing kidding me? Like, Marvin Wilson's like, I thought that putting a wide receiver glove on Martin Luther King was going to be the tops. I thought that Dora the Explorer backpack was going to be the tops. And look at this bleep. Still going through it. Crazy.
Well, why would he all of a sudden lie like that? If he puts out the statement, he knows his players are going to see that, and his players will know that he would be lying. Like, why would he? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I don't know, man. People just get caught up, and I think it's like Leroy says: you get caught up, you think you got to go the extra mile. Maybe he sees. I guess let me see when this quote
put some cheese on it.
Yeah, like he did this on June 2nd, so maybe he sees what the Hurricanes did, and is like, oh. That's a pretty good stance to take with your players. I got to say that I did something. I don't know. I don't know why people do the things that they do. It's people.
I mean, think about how many times you turn on TV. Who's the guy that worked for ABC that lost Brian? Is it Brian Williams?
NBC. Yes. NBC.
NBC. Yeah. Talking about he was in a firefight. Here, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you people that like to tell fibs, right? Here's what you need to do. Tell a story that nobody can corroborate, please. Right? You don't tell a story where you had a helicopter full of folks. You know what I mean?
It's crazy.
You can't say you have 120 people on a college football team. You can't come out and say I've talked to everybody.
Everybody individually.
Individually.
Let me see. I just saw this too from. I think there was an update on this from. Saw this on Bomani Jones's Twitter account. Let me get this. I think there was a. Where'd it go? It was something where it was to the effect of, oh, it seems like they tried to backtrack it and seem that he reached out and players had the opportunity to talk, but again,
he should have said, you know what? I reached out to everybody. They know that if they ever want to talk, I will make that happen. But I have not spoken to everybody.
Yeah, there's right. like 100 players, like not including walk-ons, and it'd be pretty hard to talk to 100 players one-on-one in one weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
But Monty Jones has tweets out. He says it's pretty simple. If Norvell is lying, he's going to have to quit. Damn. Do you imagine if FSU's coach had to quit right before in the midst of the summer with everything that's going on?
What, you didn't? Who's the other coach you thought was just getting ready to get fired? The coach in Denver?
Fangio.
Oh, he can't. Ooh. Yeah. Let me tell you something. My guy was, he was channeling Champ Bailey yesterday.
Oh, he was playing a little Nickel D? Man on man?
He was like, woo, 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 woo.
It's funny when the interview starts off. First of all, with no questions being asked. Like, when you just put the mic in front of their face and you report it, you don't have to say nothing, you know something happened that wasn't good.
Yeah, Vic Fangio, he yesterday apologized for a comment that he doesn't see racism. He says, after reflecting on my comments yesterday and listening to the players this morning, I realized what I said regarding racism and discrimination in the NFL was wrong. While I personally have never experienced those terrible things firsthand, in my 33 years in the NFL, I understand that many players and coaches have different perspectives. I should have been more clear, and I am sorry.
You think here's what happens in society. And it doesn't, like, everybody thinks you have to pick a side. You don't have to pick a side. You just can't be tone deaf to the issues that are going on in the country. And I think with some of the comments that all these people are making,
it
just seems like they're unaware of what is really going on. That's the problem.
You don't have to tell me how great you think everything is or why you do the things you do. But, like, to be in a situation, you know, it's, you know, it's, it, you look at this going on, you're just like, huh, I really think that's a problem, huh? Don't see it. All right, moving along, everybody. Like when you see Drew Brees is like, oh, well, I would never do what they're doing because I have so much respect for the flag. Or you're Vic Fangio and you're like, I don't understand what the big deal is. I don't see any discrimination. I was an assistant coach for a gazillion years. I never got a head coaching gig, whatever. No discrimination my way. I'm just like, man, why? How are people that dense? It's weird.
Hey. You ready?
Oh, please.
This guy says, I think it's a Georgia number. He said, I kind of lied to my peoples and told them I'm in my high school Hall of Fame. Technically, it's the entire state championship football team that's in the Hall of Fame. I'm hoping nobody go back to 1994 and check it out. Wait. Hey, but you could pull an old Tobin.
What?
Right? Technically, why did I lie.
Why do you have to say that's a Tobin?
Because that's something you would do.
I would claim to be in a Hall of Fame even though it was a group honor?
Yes.
That's like Ric Flair being in the Hall of Fame twice because he's in the Hall of Fame as Ric Flair and then with the Four Horsemen. Yep. That's a thing. That's a thing for sure. Say, what's the biggest lie y'all told somebody and never got caught? Huh. Biggest lie I've told and never got caught. I don't know. I got caught a lot. I got to tell you. I got kicked off campus. Yeah. Yep. I never got caught. I got caught all the time. And one time I remember I was out with pneumonia. Oh my god, my dad smacked me so silly because I lied about losing my homework or that I finished all my homework because it was all this make good homework that I had from having pneumonia. Woo! I always got caught.
Oh my goodness.
You know, I'm just not good at it. I don't know.
Every time I say I did something athletic, Leroy thinks it's automatically lie. Like I automatically get caught.
Well, yeah, dude, I've only, how long we've been doing this? Robbie has been, what, four years?
Four, yeah,
three
at least
years?
With you guys, 4 years, yeah.
Okay, 4 years. Okay, I can count on one hand the amount of times I've seen you in full shoes. So let's look at it from my standpoint. A guy that you've been working with for 4+ years, you only seen him in regular shoes. Tennis shoes, dress shoes, whatever, socks, 5 times. He's talking about his athletic prowess.
He's got some unorthodox methods, but they are effective, I will say.
I tell you what, I mean, whoever he's shooting with that bow and arrow is going to have to stand still for like 35 minutes because the way he pulled that thing back and shot like the arching boom.
Texter writes in, FSU fan here. Oh, boy. Tobin, you better hope Manny Diaz doesn't say one thing discriminating because I will text you every morning to annoy you about it.
Don't worry. He's got to look at me every morning. I'm going to tell him. Robbie's going to tell him. It ain't going to make it out of the state.
Hold on. Don't get mad at me. Sir, don't get mad at me because you got off of old backpack and MLK wide receiver era, and then immediately you walk into coach lying about how much he's talking to his players about the issues of the world.
Oh, it's like Zaslow saying he's a world champion.
Two times. Like, you better hope Manny Diaz doesn't say one thing discriminating. What?
Dude, I'll tell you a story. I remember it was probably like 10 years ago. Maybe a little bit longer. And we was in a club and dude came up to me. He was talking to our group. And then somebody looked over at me and said, yeah, dude said he played a couple years in the league. I said, who'd you play for? He said, I played for Cincinnati. I said, what years did you play? He said, 92. He said, I was with them for 4 years from 90 to 94. I said, what position? He said, defensive back. I said, what's your name? I said, no, you didn't. He said, why? I said, because I had the scouting report for Cincinnati Bengals twice a year. I said, if you had picked a team that I didn't play, but I played Cincinnati Bengals twice a year, and we got scouting report on every player on defense. You ain't play for them. He said, well, I was on their practice squad. He backtracked. Because I like, if I played against you and you on defense, oh, I knew who you were. We had scout report.
I have an update on this. So this is according to 24/7 Sports. A source close to the program tells Knowles Game Day, it was a generated message that told the players they could open up to him and express how they felt. It was up to the players to want to talk to him if they wanted to. Sounds
That's not
like
what
it'd
he
be
said.
A possible miscommunication.
That's not what he said.
That's not what he said. The damage is done, my friend.
He didn't say I reached out to. If you say I reached out to everybody, that's fine. But when you say you talk to everybody, that has a different, you know what I mean? That has a different feel. Like, wow, you went from being a new coach to coach of the year talking to all your players. And he said it definitively. I have reached out to every one of my players. I've talked to them personally. He went all out.
How about Ed Monix? You know, he's a world champion with the Celtics, even though he rode the bench.
He's talking about dropping from the Flint Tropics.
Yeah, he was the veteran leadership in the Flint Tropics because he won a ring with the Celtics. He was traded for a washing machine.
Oh yeah.
He's like the Celtic. So it'd be like the Flint Tropics traded for Roni Turioff.
I'm telling you though.
I saw him last night.
When you're in the league and you play for a team that won a championship, I'm telling you, we had guys when I was in Cleveland, when Bill first got to Cleveland, we had guys from the Giants on our team that we all knew barely played, but they were champions. We had to acknowledge they were champions, and we just were 3-13.
How much do you think Roni Turioff would get for, like, his ring if he auctioned it off?
It's a Heat championship ring. The name is irrelevant.
You sure?
Yep. Now, granted, D-Wade or Shaq, that would be different.
Would you rather have Ron Rothstein's 2012 championship ring or Roni Turioff's?
Roni Turioff.
I'd rather have Rothstein's.
Why?
He's Rothstein. He's hilarious. Roll the tape.
Uh-oh. Somebody said Drew Brees just came out with a 3-paragraph apology.
Oh, boy. We'll get that for you next. All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's give you an update on COVID-19 powered by AirPros $79 service. Call the pros that know. AirProsACRepair.com. Yesterday, the NBA, their return plan kind of was leaked by Woj. And it appears it's going to be ratified today. We'll get the NBA back by July 31st. It's going to be possibly going all the way to October 12th. That is the latest day for Game 7 of the 2020 Finals. 8-game regular season to come back for the 22 teams invited, 13 Western Conference teams, 9 Eastern Conference teams. And there's going to be a plane for 8 seeds. And so that is what you got going on there. Also yesterday, MLS and the players reached a new agreement. That sets the stage for the 2020 season resuming with a tournament in Orlando. It's going to be a lot of pro sports going on.
What about baseball?
The last news of baseball was 114-game season rejected by the owners. And I think that what I saw yesterday was most pessimism there's been about the season returning. Likely going to be that thing where they offer up a 50-game season, which is just great. What's going to happen if baseball? What I tell you one thing. What if this backfires on the owners and people like the 50-game schedule? They're like, whoa, baseball, 50 games, fantastic.
No, you can't. That 50 games is not a. I mean, one of the things about baseball is the endurance of it.
It is one of those things, but also one of the things people say is there's too much of it.
Well, I don't think you need 162 games.
What is the right? Would 114 be good?
125, 100.
I think you make it so that by the time you get to that 162 game area, you're about ready for the World Series.
As Robbie said going into the break, Drew Brees has come out with an apology, Leroy. He has posted this on Instagram. It is a photo of a white hand and a black hand joining hand in hand together. It's kind of looks it's a beautiful photo, and a long statement. Would you like to hear some of this?
Sure.
Drew Brees writes, "I would like to apologize to my friends, teammates, the city of New Orleans, the black community, NFL community, and anyone I hurt with my comments yesterday. In speaking with some of you, it breaks my heart to know the pain that I have caused. In an attempt to talk about respect, unity, and solidarity centered around the American flag and the national anthem, I made comments that were insensitive and completely missed the mark on the issues that we're facing right now as a country. They lacked awareness and any compassion or empathy. Instead, the words became divisive and hurtful and misled people into believing that I am somehow an enemy. This could not be further from the truth and is not accurate of a reflection of my heart or character. This is where I stand. I stand with the black community in the fight against systematic racial injustice and police brutality and support the creation of a real policy change that will make a difference. I condemn the years of oppression that have taken place throughout our black communities that still exist today. I acknowledge that we as Americans, including myself, have not done enough to fight for the equality and truly understand the struggles and the plight of the black community. I recognize that I am part of the solution and can be a leader for the black community in this movement. I will never know what it's like to be a black man or raise black children in America, but I will work every day to put myself in those shoes, fight for what's right. I have always been an ally, never an enemy. I am sick about the way my comments were perceived yesterday, but I take full responsibility and accountability. I recognize that I should do less talking and more listening when it comes. And when the black community is talking about their pain, we all need to listen. For that, I'm very sorry, and I ask for your forgiveness."
Okay, but see, nobody ever thought he wasn't these things. I don't think he realizes that the fact that he's all these things and they view him as all these things, why his tone-deaf comments hurt so much. You see what I mean? It's like, if you're all these things, shouldn't you be the person that's most aware of what your statements could come across as or how your statements could be viewed?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the issue is. And I think that's what, you know, that's what, when you think of Malcolm Floyd, he's hurt not because of the person he thinks Drew Brees is, but he would think that, hey, if there's any person who's aware of the struggle, it's going to be my friend and my teammate, a guy who has worked in all these communities, Drew Brees. Right? When you think of Ed Reed is hurt by the fact that, wait a minute, we have a guy that's a leader in our community that understands the struggle, and his first words are the words about the issue that we couldn't get over the last time this came up.
I'm going to tell you the early responses from our text line is, "Damage is done, my friend."
Yes.
"Damage is done, my friend.
Sorry." Beautifully written, though. Somebody also says, "Can you guys write a 3-paragraph apology to Putin so your signal will come back?" Man, do you think Putin is responsible for our signal now, too? Like, they probably sent a python over to the Everglades. He goes, "Hey, tell funny guy on 790 ticket, good luck, because Putin rain will continue, but the radio signal, bye-bye." Do you think, like, Putin would if they called us up and Galen, let's just say Russia called up, right, and Galen told us that the Russians bought our contracts, we had to go do a sports show just for Putin to make him laugh. Like, what do we talk about? Do we just say how great Putin is, or do we not?
You
go?
Just do his accent, and then we get our heads chopped off, and they send our bodies home.
That's it. I can't weave him in with some talk.
No. You're gonna go straight to Putin, right? Just like you did when we had the struts on, and you used the English accent.
Bleep those guys.
Those guys got mad. Those guys start cussing.
"Hey, don't shout like that. We don't shout like that. F you."
You think that if Putin bought our contracts from Entercom, that we would be dead in the span of a show?
We might not even make it to 15 minutes of heat.
Jeez.
"Oh, very funny. I like guy who makes bits. Let's see which one lives longer."
Say if Robbie had to pick number winners, as soon as he picked a loser, he get his head chopped off. That's
it. I'd be a Magnificent One.
Magnificent Seven. Better to be Perfect Seven, because if Putin lose dollar, dead.
Well, yeah. I think Putin would like your whale
noises.
Keep
in mind, Putin was also on your list.
He was number 35.
Yeah. Far enough down where you could give him an explanation?
Yeah. I'm just like, look, you weren't worse than Adam Gase.
Oh.
Well, you know.
Big compliment. You were way, way down the list than Adam Gase.
Way down. You know who else is on the list, though? Josh McRoberts. And if you guys are looking forward to something.
Hey, man.
If you guys are looking forward to something.
I'm still.
What?
All right, fine.
Oh, you're doing it. Come on. People. It's Throwback Thursday. People have been waiting for the throwback. It's not even on the team anymore. Nobody cares.
All right. We got in trouble for that.
Somebody says silly sauce will be blood.
Yep.
McGregor will win a rematch. Oh, you think he'll win the rematch? Okay, great. Why don't you have a rematch with Bear?
I mean, the bear thought they were playing, by the way. It was a baby bear.
No, the way it would go is normally, because the way I've seen you be friends with sultans and people before, I think you would end up being friends with Putin. And he'd probably be like, take me to this thing you call Big House. And so it'd be you and Putin at the suite with Stephen Ross.
Do you know what
he'd
say?
And I would
he
be
said,
being, and I would
I
be
bought
being,
it.
And I would be, it's like, Big House, great. I buy. And then I would be being gnarled by a bear in the corner like a rawhide.
You're yelling Spumoni, but nobody's listening.
I like what you say, this boxed in. Let's box your friend in with a bear. He'd be his chew toy.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Oh, by the way, we're getting another dog.
Oh, is that finally happening?
Yeah. Well, they already picked out the dog. They're going to pick up the dog, and they already named the dog.
Jeez, what do they name it?
Zeus.
Ooh, I like that. What kind of dog is it?
A silver lab.
Ooh, that's cool. Silver lab named Zeus. I
with
like
blue
it.
Blue eyes.
Ooh. Like it's from Olympia.
Yep.
Somebody says, just do a show on how the U.S. Olympic team beat Russia. That was rigged. Very good. Very good. Putin is pleased. Now do a show on how Drago beat Rocky. I'm happy now.
I think it's more likely that those silver medalist USA team takes their gold medal than Mark Stein responds to me.
True.
Somebody says, F that, I forgive Drew. I'm a black man. He made a mistake. His many years of community service to New Orleans cannot be looked away. He said something about how we are within the black community just because they go out and walk and march. Anyone can do that. He has taken actions many years in the black community, and a few words has people going crazy. Come on, he's a good human, misspoke. Many misheard. He apologized. It's all good. Let's move forward.
Again, if you heard anything I said, right, that's one of the things that hurt, why it hurt so much, is because of all the work that he's done. You wouldn't expect something like that. Look, here's the problem that Drew Brees had, okay? I don't believe that he doesn't support his teammates one bit. I don't believe that in any way, shape, or form is he racist. I don't believe any of these things. I'm more inclined to believe Drew Brees is the kind of person that has been in the community, that has helped out underprivileged people in New Orleans, that has been a beacon for light in New Orleans. I'm more inclined to say that's the kind of person he is, okay? But even when people who you know or you have a great idea of what kind of person they are tone deaf to your issues, right, and say things like that, that makes it hurt even more because you didn't think they were that type of person. And that's why people reacted the way they did.
Yeah, 100%. You're right. Is that
and so let's not take this.
That's why you heard about Malcolm Jenkins' voice, like how hurt he was by
right.
It. He's a guy I respect.
Right. with Ed Reed.
I consider him a friend.
Ed Reed is from New Orleans or from Louisiana. So he understands that. So I guess what I'm saying and what Ed Reed is saying, we're saying it from a place of being from there and understanding the love that people have for him and having him making a tone-deaf statement as to be totally unaware of what it is to be in that environment. Whereas Malcolm Jenkins is coming from a place of, he's been fighting a fight for years. He's basically been doing the same things that Colin Kaepernick has, except he's remained to be employed by the NFL.
Yep.
And so his hurt comes from a different place. His hurt comes from an outsider looking in on New Orleans that's now a part of New Orleans, of what he always thought Drew Brees was, and it hurt him to realize that maybe he got it wrong. He didn't get it wrong. It's just that Drew Brees, look, we all say things that it's not that you believe those things, but at the time of your comments just proves that you're a little tone deaf of the issues that are going on in our society right now. And that's what people took from Drew Brees' comments.
We'll take a break. You can text show 786-360-0790 in the West Kendall Toyota and Kendall Toyota text line 786-360-0790. Final out of the program coming up after this.